On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU football team, off of a win at UMary a week ago. We'll host Northern State in the Lions Vision game coming up tomorrow. Center Matt Cohen Tough with us. First off, congratulations. Anytime a starting center goes out, played and been there and done that, you kind of know what to expect out of them. They go down with an injury, you're expecting a drop-off as a casual fan watching. I haven't seen it, so congratulations.
Thanks. We sort of had a similar situation last year when Corey got hurt and Steve stepped in and did the same thing as I did. He played really well. And I think it just sort of shows that our coaches have done a good job preparing us all for games.
What's the hardest part of being a center in your mind? Making the call, making the block, remembering the snap count. What is it?
It's a combination of all those things. When I first got in there, I was a little unsure on my calls, but then as that came, I got to concentrate more on the blocks. And, you know, the two guards are veterans too, so they've been able to help me out a lot on the field.
For the casual fan who maybe hasn't played football since high school, things have changed on the offensive line since then. As you're breaking the huddle and you're walking up to the ball, what are you looking for? What dictates what call you make?
Right away, I'm looking to see what formation they're in, where they've got their linebackers, where their D linemen are. And then based on that, we can make a number of different calls with our offensive line, and that sort of dictates how we run our plays.
Is it easier on a center if they're in a three-man front where you got a nose guard right on top of you or not?
Actually, I prefer it if they're in a four-man front. It gives me a little bit more freedom with my blocking. But, we practice all the time against a 50 front against our guys, so we know how to block it the easiest that way.
Offensive linemen in this offense are asked to do a lot. They're asked to move around a lot in blocking. The center, too. Typically, you don't see that a whole lot. Is that something you feel comfortable doing?
Every now and then I get to get out there and pull, and that's a fun time for me. Against Crookston, I actually made a block on a pull that ended up springing a touchdown. That's a great thing to have. Really fun.
The offense as a whole moves around a lot. There is no quote-unquote pocket, really, with Lance either. Even if he's supposed to stay there, he moves around enough. How difficult is it sustaining blocks and having somewhat of an idea where he is to know to push the guy the other way?
I think we do a pretty good job with our blocking schemes, and then you just got to know that you got to keep blocking, and if Lance can't find a receiver, he's willing to take off and run, and that's nice to have because he can take broken plays and turn them into big gains.
Offense really, really played well in the first half last Saturday in Bismarck. What happened in the second half?
Oh, we had a big play where Gandrud scored a touchdown. We had that called back and just had some misfortunes with penalties. And then fourth quarter, we just had to run that clock down, and we eventually got it done.
It's a rewarding bus ride home when you get a win like that, isn't it?
I have a friend who plays for Mary that I played in high school with, and he said they were telling their team they're going to send us home and eat our crappy pizza, but you know, pizza tasted pretty good after the game.
How much better do you think you guys are playing right now than you were, say, against Mankato or even Wayne State when it just seemed like you were turning the ball over every fifth or sixth play?
That's a big thing. We've cut down on our turnovers, and I think we're playing more confident as a group, and we're not afraid to go out there and make big plays, which has really been a story these last two games. We've been making big plays and scoring big touchdowns.
Matt, again, congratulations. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.